Town Hotline and welcome in former Steeler linebacker, two-time Super Bowl champion Robin Cole, and it's the ninth annual Father's Day 5K, 10K run walk, man up for prostate cancer walk. So he's, of course, a part of the Obadiah Cole Foundation for Prostate Cancer and a great event happening on Father's Day. We're going to get into that just a little bit more in a second. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
I have.
Who am I speaking with, Greg or Jim?
This is Greg. Jim will speak.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Robin. How are you?
Paul. Now, what is he, on vacation?
Yes, he's on vacation. Yeah. He heard you were coming on.
God
so.
Bless him.
Yeah, no, he's on vacation. He's in Belize, Robin. How about that?
Jeez, wow.
All right, so.
And the weather's fantastic here. I mean, you know, shucks, he saved that for the winter.
Right, of course. I never understood that, taking vacations
in
June.
But Central America, I mean, come on.
Let's not knock Paul here.
Yeah.
So first, I have to ask you about being one of the underrated players in Steelers football history. You know, of course, there's names that are going to come off the tongue every single time you talk about linebackers when it comes to the Steelers. And Robin Cole is there, but he's not quite in that first breath. Does that bother you as you get older? He just doesn't bother you at all?
No, it doesn't bother me. Football is football. You know, you have your cast, and then you have your supporting cast, and you know, a lot of times, you know, even in the Academy Awards, the supporting cast they receive awards. But I came at a time that I could remember on my knees and praying that I would play for a championship team, and I was blessed to play with a championship team. The thing about it that I came to a team that had guys that are lined up, and I tell you what, the line was long for Hall of Fame, and since then they've all been just getting in there. And so to play with a team like that and be a part of a great team like that, I accept my role. I accept where I landed. But with another team, yeah, if I'd end up with the Los Angeles Rams, I would be in the Hall of Fame too. So it just, you know, it just that's the luck of the draw, and that's where I was. So that I ride with it, but I wouldn't change anything for. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't. The team that I play with, the organization that I had the opportunity to play with, I wouldn't change a thing.
And that's some of the stuff that keeps you guys as tightly knit over the years as you've been, right?
Yes. Yes, you better believe it. You know, you come in, you understand that you may have left a place that you may have been the top dog at a college team at that level. But when you come and be a part of an organization that you have to find your way or where, you know, understand what your role is. And I was a first-round draft pick back in the day, but my role was filling that outside linebacking position and then playing a lot of special teams and helping the team in any way we could. And when you do that in your second year, you go to a Super Bowl, you know, you say, shucks, I'll take any role they'll give me.
Now, did you have your first-round pick, of course, and so you're always going to be under more closely scrutinized than the other guys. But what was your I don't even want to say welcome to the NFL moment, but kind of like a welcome to Chuck Knoll moment, like your first real personal encounter with him on a field and maybe what that was like, if you can take us back.
Well, things kind of fell in place for us. Everybody was watching. You know, you watch a person at the position and say, well, can he fill the shoes of the guy that's left, even though we did have some help there because Lauren Taze was still there when I came in, someone that has some experience at the linebacking position. But to come in and to watch how Chuck Knoll ran the program, and really, in the beginning, you follow the lead. Not so much having to follow Chuck Knoll. You know, you listen to what Chuck was saying, and then you watch how everyone reacts to what he says. And when you see a guy like Joe Green, Jack Lambert, guys like Terry Bradshaw, Franco, and L.C. Greenwood, you watch these guys and the way that they followed, and then you understood real fast that this is a no-nonsense operation here. And understanding that the school that I came from and what I came from and how I developed my attitude at that time, I was a person that then it was no nonsense with me too. So I kind of fell into to the lineup in a way that I had no problem with because I came from a team where, and a lot of guys did, came from their college team that they're on, that they were captains. And before you became a captain, you learn how to follow. So you come in, you can become a part of an organization that know a little bit more about how this thing is run and how things work for you, and you just follow. You listen, you watch, you follow. You prepare yourself, and you prepare yourself 100%, and be ready when your number's called. And so it was very easy for me to transition into that, and it's still today is that way for me. When I'm dealing with somebody even in business, and I realize that there's some things that they know that I don't know, I step back, I listen, I learn, I watch, and so it makes it easy for an easy transition when it comes time to make the move.
It's a Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan with former Steeler linebacker Robin Cole, two-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowls 13 and 14, and he's joining us on behalf of the 9th Annual Father's Day 5K, 10K Run Walk, the Man Up for Prostate Cancer Run and Walk. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that foundation and the event?
Well, the foundation was started by myself and two Jerrys, Jerry Livingston and also Jerry Boardman. We started a foundation here back in right after 2004 when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And even though the Father's Day walk had begun, but it wasn't our walk. It was another walk that was founded by Jerry Livingston, and it was called one of the pace races. And we decided to start a foundation in 2005, and we looked around for how would we name it, and the more that we talked about my family, and at that time I was the four out of eight males in my family that ended up with prostate cancer. And I said, well, my father passed away at the age of 49. We started talking about it. I said, well, you know, and I said, my father really didn't even know what he was dealing with at the time. And that's why he ended up passing away. Just like a lot of males today, we have 28 to 30,000 men still today that are passing away because of prostate cancer here in the United States of America. It's simply because they lack awareness. And then when they hear about it, they're not sure. They say, well, nothing's bothering me, so it can't be me. And they're over the age of 50, over the age of 45. And that is what we're trying to bring to you. But that's why we named it the Obadiah Cole Foundation, and in honor of my dad, we named it that to bring about awareness, to bring about the education component. And we also do free screenings, and that's the number one thing we do. The money goes to the free screenings that we do throughout the year. But still today, that many men are still passing away. Over 230,000 men being diagnosed with prostate cancer every year. Our goal is to try to get those numbers to the point, even though they'll be diagnosed with it, we want them to be diagnosed a little earlier so we can save them.
Now, you were a part of both the 1982 strike and the 1987 strike in the
Correct.
NFL. With this work stoppage now, this lockout, it's a little bit different, but are some of those memories starting to get conjured back up when you see what's going on with the NFL right now?
Yeah. Oh, totally different than what we did back in the day. Now it's more like it's become that back then it was a blue-collar type mentality on our side. Today it's more of a white-collar, let's sit down, let's negotiate, we'll lock them out. Well, to keep from going through that embarrassment of guys standing up with signs and all that kind of stuff. It's a different environment. And then you're playing with a whole lot more money than you would back in the day, so you don't want to make anybody mad either way. You still want to keep those relationships as we go. But the way it's working, I like the way it's working opposed to the way it was back in the day when we were sitting out there and we were trying to get a $2 raise. Today it's a little different. They're starting off, we know what kind of money that you're working with, and you're trying to hold on. They're trying to hold on to what they got, and then the other side's trying to hold on to what they got. But everybody has to understand, which they understand, and we all understand that we're all in this together. We're in the entertainment business. Yeah, and in that entertainment business, you try to negotiate the best you possibly can so everybody can live with whatever it is and be fair about it. And at the same time, don't forget about the guys that are retired that also need a little pay raise as far as their pension is concerned. So I think it's really falling into place. A lot of it's gotten done right now. I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10 to 15% of things that needs to be taken care of. And they will get those things taken care of, because when we look at the game today, the game is not only the organization in that city and the players. Today, it's the fan base, it's the small companies that are involved that survive throughout the football seasons or whatever season that is throughout the year. Also, you have your You have your county that's involved, and especially when you go to the state and you start asking for dollars to build new stadiums and all those things. Too many people are involved today. Things need a cable television, and things need to get done. It's not only just the team and the players and the organization. It's the state, it's the cities, it's the counties, and it's your fan base throughout the United States of America.
It's the 9th annual Obadiah Cole Foundation Father's Day 5K, 10K, Run, Walk, Man Up for Prostate Cancer, and of course that's going to be this Sunday, Riverfront Park, Hinesfield Gate A. Race starts at 8 o'clock. For more information, 412-572-6830, or you can go to fathersday5k.com. Robin, thanks for your time. Best of luck with the Run, Walk, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Fantastic. You're welcome. And come on out and join us for this Father's Day next year for some of the people that say, well, I have to get to church. Maybe we'll do a non-denominational church service at 7 o'clock, maybe an hour before the Run and Walk.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good, Robin. See you.
Appreciate you.